I was positive the day they closed down, like, the bars and stuff, because I was working at the Moose.
Okay. So this was part of the outbreak?
Yeah, the very beginning.
And then how did you learn you had it?
I had a couple of people contact me, some friends that had mentioned that they were positive, and so I knew they were going to call me anyway, so I just went in, and I had a slight cough, but nothing that's out of the ordinary, like, for normal day stuff for me.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that there were a few people who had contacted you that maybe you were a contact, and then you also had some symptoms?
I did. I had a slight cough. I lost my smell and taste. I'm just really tired.
What was that like, losing your sense of smell and taste?
It was really weird. I don't know. I mean, it's just trying to cook and do things that, because Bristol never lost her smell or taste. So it was a little challenging. It made it hard to eat. It was so weird. And it's coming back now, but there's still some things I can't taste.
Wow, okay. So it's been a few weeks and you still have some things that you can't taste?
Yeah.
So what was the worst symptom for you?
Probably just being so tired.
And how long did that last?
A week after I was recovered.
So you're saying you were kind of tired for about 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, and how do you feel now?
I feel a lot better.
All right.
Yeah, I seem to be fine now, but yeah, it took a little bit to get some energy back.
And how was it for you socially? Like, were you okay with being open about it, talking about it with people, or was that hard?
No, I talked to quite a few people about it. Nothing to hide. You know, it's like, I mean, besides losing my taste and smell, when I had the flu, it was honestly worse.
Okay, in what way?
When I had the flu, I was nauseous and throwing up, and, you know, it was horrible. This was just kind of, it just took time.
So I guess just looking back at your experience, how do you feel about it now?
I'm not worried about it, honestly. And I get really bad anxiety wearing face masks, so I just have to, I don't know. But I'm personally not getting the shot, so the vaccine or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering what they told people who have had COVID, like.
They said I can very well get it again, and they encouraged me to get the vaccine.
But you're not worried about getting it again?
No, not really.